It's the song that genuinely makes me believe that I can break dance. Every time I hear it, I keep looking around for a piece of cardboard so I can put it down on the floor and bust out some kind of funky move. Although I'm pretty glad that I never find one, because you know what? I can't break dance for love nor money. In fact, most people say I can't dance full stop. Run DMC and Jason Nevins with It's Like That on Heat, and John Got Kylie with Your Disco Needs You to Play. After this lady who's just been hanging out with Paddington Bear. Seriously, it's Gwen Stefani and What You're Waiting For. Clean Bandit and Jess Glynn with Rather Be on Heat, All Right You. I'm John. Friday afternoon, I've got 1D with What Makes You Beautiful to play Kevin Little and Turn Me On. That is a reheat anthem, and this tune I'm going to play for you right now, it is brand new. And you know what? If this was going to be a Facebook status, I would put the YouTube video on there, and the status would be this all day. It is so, so good. Ray Morris and Under the Shadows on Heat.
I don't love it.
It's Fergie and LA Love on Heat, All Right You. I'm John. Fergie, possibly one of the most loved up women on the planet right now, currently celebrating 6 years worth of marriage with her husband. You know, that Josh bloke with all the muscles from a Transformers movies. Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. It is so lovely. Cute pictures, of course, have been the order of the day on Instagram and Twitter. Obviously, although I am glad that they didn't go as far as some couples who I know have done in the past. Now, I bet you've seen this. If you know a couple who've been on holiday recently or been out for a special meal, you will have seen these pictures. Now, amongst all the other ones from their holiday, with them standing on the balcony and taking selfies in the mirror and all that kind of stuff, there's always two photos, isn't there? One of which is one member of the couple sat at one side of a table, and then the one that directly follows it is the other member of the couple sat at the other side of a table. Oh, come on, that's a little bit on top, really, isn't it? That is getting into geeky holiday photo territory there. Just have a quick look at this table here from one side, and then if you look at the other side, you will see that the candle is in a slightly different place next to the wine glass. Am I just being a little bit bitter and single, or am I right about this? Do you see this all over your Facebook feed? I bet you do. Let's get back to the tunes now with Selena Gomez, and The Heart Wants What It Wants. Oh my, what a school disco anthem that is. I remember being stood on one side of the hall while the girl I really fancied, Natalie, was on the other side. And you know what it's like when you're at a school disco. There was no way you were meeting in the middle, right, to have a little dance. More interesting, going to Tuck Shop. Mel and Kim with Respectable on Heat. I'm John. Reheat anthems are continuing for Monday morning with Four Non-Blondes. And this from the Spice Girls, Say You'll Be There on Heat. Just give me a couple of minutes. I'm currently booking my summer holidays. Listening to this song really makes me want to hit the beach, you know what I mean? Will Smith and Miami on Heat. I'm John. Reheat almost over for today. Let's carry on with the tunes, though, with Brian and Mel. This is When You're Gone. I can't wait to hear her new album, Adele, with Rolling in the Deep on Heat. All right, you, I'm John. Adele, much like Rihanna's just done, has just bought herself a massive new house, this time in Malibu, spending about $6 million on it. You know, yesterday I was talking about Rihanna's new place and the housewarming party that might go on there. You know that it's going to be full on showbiz, right? Loads of guests, including Beyonce, Jay-Z, all that kind of stuff. Really posh champagne flying everywhere. And I kind of compared it to one of my housewarmings in the past where, you know, maybe there was a cake and a little bit of BYOB action going on. You know that Adele is going to be keeping it real, am I right? She's going to be having, like, the traditional housewarming. She's going to send the invite out, possibly on Facebook, and it'll say, BYOB, there will be cake, possibly sausages on sticks. Oh, and those ones with cheese cubes and, you know, the little round onions? They've definitely got to be there. And a trifle. Trifle. Yeah, really want some trifle now. Oh, that's new year, new me out of the window, isn't it? Double gym for me later. Let's get back to the tunes with the Sugar Babes and Too Lost in You. It's Ashanti and Foolish on Heat, All Right You. I'm John. Do you remember back in the day, Ashanti released a whole bunch of stuff with the name Foolish, including a book of poetry that she wrote when she was a teenager? Do you remember writing poetry at school? It kind of went one of two ways, didn't it? They were either an ode to your lover, or you thought you were Eminem and you were writing all these lyrics down on a bit of paper, you know, all in different places on it. Or was that just me? Anyway, let's crack on, shall we? I've got Khalees and Milkshake to play after Jamelia, See It in a Boy's Eyes. Oh, I bet you've not heard that in time. What an anthem. Kesha and TikTok on Heat. All right, you, I'm John. I've got Miami Sound Machine with Dr. Beat to play in a moment after the brand new tune from this lady, who I mentioned yesterday is kind of notorious for having a rubbish love life. Yet right now, she can't keep the boys away. They're knocking at her door. Harry Styles is trying to get back in there. You've got Matt Healy from the 1975 and so many others all lining up trying to date Taylor Swift. Now, not only that, she's also been named as one of the five most influential women
of 2014. She's doing pretty well for herself this year. I wonder if she's going to get like an acknowledgement for being one of the most influential women of the year. Does she get a certificate or a plaque? That'd be pride of place in your house when somebody nips round, maybe for Taylor's Baking Club. It'd be the first thing that you show them, wouldn't it? You'd be like, yep, okay, well, I've got this new guitar here and, oh, by the way, I'm just one of the most influential women of 2014. Thank you very much. Little show off. Let's get her on now. This is Taylor and Blank Space.